We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hachos Siman Yud Sifchas. Says the Machaber, Kapa Shibsucha B'Inyan Sheyesh La Arba Kamfot. If you have a baguette which is open on both sides, such that it has four corners, Im Yikbu Ba Ashtringa Lasosa Kostumik De Lefatra Mitzitzis. If you put something on it in order to attach the two sides, so that it will be closed up and be exempt from tzitzis. Eino Mol Tikenze Im Lo Tia Kvua Mechatzi Arko Lumado Cholapachos. It does not work unless the area which is closed up is more than half of the length and below. The gamshetia kvua lamat meachagar. It also has to be below the belt. Lamaniya rovasasam rovanir leinayim, so that the area which is closed up is visible to other people. Dimlokin yasam yishu maris ayin, because otherwise it will be prohibited. Because of maris ayin, as we said earlier, that we're afraid people won't see that it's closed up. They'll think it's open and that it's chayv and tzitzis, and if you don't put tzitzis on it, they'll think that you are doing something wrong. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say that it becomes closed up if you close up the sides, that's only if you close it up with hooks or something like that, which are very tight and hard to undo. Something which is easy to undo will not be considered closed up. And based on this, Eish El Avram says that something which is closed up with buttons is not considered to be closed up well enough to exempt it from tzitzis, since buttons can be undone very easily. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that if one normally walks around with their baguette under their clothing, then they don't really need to worry about Maris Ayin, because everybody knows that their clothing is under their baguette. Nobody's going to see them and say that they're wearing something which is supposed to have tzitzis on it. Some point out, in terms of the chibur, the connection that is required, it not only needs to be strong, but it needs to be left there, la'olam, forever as well. Siftes akanafayim tzorich shiyim rubaos veloshiyu aglos. The corners need to be square and not round. We have already seen this, that sometimes in order to exempt a baguette from tzitzis, or to make a corner not count as a corner, if you just want to have four corners instead of five, you can just round off a corner. The question then is, how round does a corner need to be in order to not be considered a corner to be chayiv and tzitzis? This is a question that the Ber Halacha asks. Tzarech iyan ad kama nikra b'shem agulos. And the Ber Halacha says that it's unlikely that a mashahu itself would be enough to call it round. The Yaveit says that it needs to be gimel etzbaos on each side. The Chazon Ish says that it's just a question of what it looks like to you. It has to be near la'ayin, clear to the eye, that it's round and not square. And this is something we see similar by tefillin, that when we say that the tefillin needs to be square, it's just a question of, does it look square to you? Even if it's shaved off a little bit, a little rounded, if it looks square to you, it's considered square. And the same thing the Chazon Ish says will be true by the tzitzis. If it looks like a round, then it's considered to be a rounded corner and would not be considered a corner for tzitzis purposes. Sif yud mitznefes petura. The hats, any type of head covering, is going to be exempt from tzitzis, even if it's the one which the Arabs wear, which does go over the shoulders as well. Even if their head and the majority of your body is covered with it, patur, it's exempt. Because the real purpose of this clothing is in order to cover your head, and you only need to put tzitzis on clothing, not on something which is really meant to be a head covering. The Ber Halacha quotes some who are machmir in this situation and say that you really do need to put tzitzis if it's covering part of your body as well. And he says, if you want to be machmir, so it's best to round off a corner, as we saw that would exempt you from tzitzis. There are a variety of reasons given in the postgame, including the Beis Yosef, as to why, in general, we exempt regular clothing from tzitzis, whether it be because it's something which needs to be protecting, or if it's long and it will be stepped on and it will ruin the strings, and the Torah doesn't require you in such a situation, or it's, as we saw, the Kisui HaRosh, something which is really meant to cover the head. Sometimes we'll exempt it because it's not two in the front and two in the back, which we saw could be a requirement. The Lechem Chamuto says, our tzitzis, the begadim which we wear, are definitely going to be chayv and tzitzis, because he thinks just the fact that we are wearing them in order to be yotze, the mitzvah of tzitzis, already would make it required tzitzis. There's one more point. The Beis David says that a towel, similar to a hat, that we said a hat is exempt because it's meant as a head covering and not as a clothing, so too a towel, says the Beis David, is exempt from tzitzis, even if it's a large towel and you could wear it around your body, because really the purpose is in order to dry yourself off, not to act as a covering of the body.